There's a story out of St. Joseph, Missouri, of a 26-year-old woman who has been told by a judge that she cannot have any more children out of wedlock. She's on probation for forgery charges, and a Buchanan County Circuit judge by the name of Daniel Kellogg has told her that as part of her probation, Mandy Nelson cannot have any more kids out of wedlock. Mandy Nelson joins us now here on KMOX. Hi, Mandy. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Were you shocked when the judge told you no more procreating?
I was very shocked. He made it seem like I had a lot of kids, but I really just have three small boys.
So when the judge said this, when as I understand it, when somebody's offered probation, it's a matter of, look, you could go to jail or you can go along with these restrictions on your life.
Right.
So you had that choice. Did you think to yourself, well, this is unreasonable?
I thought, we live in America. Why is it against the law to have kids?
Mm-hmm.
But now he's put it in my probation that if I have another baby, which I can't even have one. There's no way I can have one because I've been fixed.
You had your tubes tied.
And burnt. So there's no way I can even have any kids, period. But he wasn't listening to that.
So then it comes down to, it's a moot point. He's essentially telling you, you know, and also you can't be 8 feet tall. You're not going to be 8 feet tall, just like you're not going to be pregnant, right?
Right, right.
But still, the whole idea of a judge being able to tell you that, what did he explain as his reason for including that as part of your probation?
He didn't really explain that day, but lately he has been trying to say he was trying to think of financial reasons. And so that's his excuse saying it. Now, he's more concerned about the financial reason of him saying that. But then again, you have to come back. I thought we had freedom. Is it against the law now to go and get pregnant?
Apparently in Buchanan County, it is illegal for you to have any kids out of wedlock. You have three kids. Are you married to any of the fathers?
No.
Where are the fathers?
My oldest son, I have two different fathers. My oldest son's dad sees him every other weekend, but we don't really get along in that matter to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it a choice upon myself to take care of these three kids that I had. And so that means working a full-time job and taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like saying, if you want to have a kid, you have to go out and get married. But what if you don't like them that much to get married to them, but like them enough to have a baby?
Where's the other dad?
He is incarcerated.
Okay. Are you getting any money? Are you getting any money out of either of these guys?
Good luck there. No. It comes very rare if I see a child support check come through the mail.
If the judge is so worried about your financial situation, why doesn't he do something about going after at least the guy who's not incarcerated and make him pay up some money?
Yeah, well, the guy that is incarcerated, he's never even hardly seen his baby, and when they took him to court for non-support, they dismissed the case.
Why?
I don't know. I can't get no answers from no one, but they want to tell me not to have no more kids.
But they haven't put that restriction on those two guys.
Ain't that kind of funny? Yes.
What was it that you were found guilty of that led to this decision by the judge?
I pleaded guilty.
Mm-hmm.
After a year and a half, I went ahead and pleaded guilty because I got tired of trying to fight it.
Pleaded guilty to what?
Forgery.
And what was the case? What was it that you pleaded guilty to? I know it was forgery, but tell me the circumstances.
Well, I was an assistant manager at Taco Bell, and back in May of 2005, we took in counterfeit money. And we did not have no counterfeit pins to check for counterfeit money, so I didn't realize it was counterfeit money. It ended up in my deposit. I took it to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're saying I transferred counterfeit money. That was their arrest, their probable cause.
So because you put a few hundred dollars in counterfeit money from the Taco Bell receipts into a bank, you were charged with forgery.
Right.
Why are you pleading guilty to that if those are the circumstances, Mandy?
Because I got tired of fighting it. I thought I was on my way to prison. The way the judge talked to me a lot of the times, I thought I was on my way to prison.
What did your lawyer say?
She was kind of concerned, too. She was concerned, too, because of the, I don't really know. She just said, hey, you need to plead straight up to the judge.
What else is part of your probation? Do you have to do any kind of community service or anything else?
75 hours. 75 hours of community service. I have to pay restitution, which Taco Bell kept my last paycheck, so that's already paid for.
Uh-huh.
I have to do UAs for drug and alcohol and obtain my high school or GED diploma.
Okay. Your kid obviously needs you right now. So I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
This is a very interesting case, and I appreciate you coming on today and talking about it. And what have you heard from other people? Have you been getting support on this?
Yes, I have. And when I tell them the circumstances about even Taco Bell, they call it bizarre.
Do you have another job?
Yes. I've been working since I was 15. I believe if you don't work, you don't deserve anything.
Are you in such financial straits that you would have needed a few hundred dollars?
No.
And you didn't take the money. You deposited the money.
Right. And the locked bag was from the store. We always lock the deposit bags in the store and then transfer them to the bank.
Mm. Mm. All right, Mandy, go take care of the kids. Thank you very much
for
your time.
Thank you for calling and let me tell my side.
I appreciate your time this afternoon very much. Mandy Nelson in St. Joseph, Missouri.